George MacDonald was born in 1944 to an Irish Catholic family in the eastern state of New Jersey. At Catholic school, he learned the importance of service to others. He still quotes his teachers, who often said, "To whom much is given, much is asked." When MacDonald was 12, he started to work for himself, collecting discarded beer and soda cans on the nearby beach and redeeming them for coins at a local grocery store. He says this was a life lesson in the rewards of personal initiative and hard work.
That showed me right away that in America, no matter who you are, if you want to take personal responsibility and work hard, the sky's the limit. I was really impressed by that.
After a stint in college studying political science and business, MacDonald set out to make his fortune in the clothing trade.
You know, so I came to New York, and I made a lot of money. They were great days, wine, women, and song, had a lot of fun. But after spending $200 on dinner and stepping over homeless people in the doorway when I left, it made me question the value of what I was doing. Is this what I wanted to do with my life? Pile up little pieces of paper, money? It didn't make me feel good about myself.
In 1980, MacDonald left his business and went to work for Senator Ted Kennedy's unsuccessful presidential campaign, then later ran for Congress himself, mostly on a platform to end homelessness. When he lost that election, he became an advocate for the homeless, lobbying city officials and foundations to help. He also went to work feeding the homeless. He spent 700 consecutive nights serving them food.
During that process, I came to know individual homeless people. I saw that there wasn't anything different about them other than their circumstances and lack of opportunity. Basically, that's why we put together the Dauphin, to help these people who somehow were on the margins, left behind, didn't have any opportunity.
MacDonald started the Dauphin in 1985, an economically depressed time in New York when urban decay was on the rise. The city owned thousands of vacant and derelict apartments it hoped to renovate and sell off to help the city's budget and promote home ownership. MacDonald bid for a contract for homeless men to do that work in exchange for a decent wage. Meanwhile, the Dauphin would house the men in buildings they had renovated themselves. From the start, the project was a win-win. By 1990, over 70 formerly homeless men had meaningful jobs and a place to live. But MacDonald recalls a crisis in 1993 when city budget cuts caused the program to be slashed. It seemed that most of the men might have to go back to living on the streets. It was at that point that MacDonald hit upon an idea. Buy the men some bright blue uniforms with a Dauphin logo and an American flag patch, give them a broom and a pail, and send them out into the neighborhood to clean those streets.
The citizens would walk up to them, ask them what they were doing, and when our guys explained it to them, they would come and literally put money underneath our door at the office. Because, of course, they appreciated two things. That first, the community was being clean, and in those days, you know, the streets were pretty dirty. And our guys were cleaning themselves up, their lives at the same time. They were becoming productive, contributing, tax-paying citizens. Who wouldn't like that? And that really was the key moment in our history. Our backs were up against the wall. We had no place to turn but to ourselves, and we did, and we solved the problem. And that's the Dauphin philosophy.
Even MacDonald, a modest man, acknowledges that it takes more than the right historical circumstances to create an organization like the Dauphin, which by 2010 had generated over $600 million in revenues and graduated over 4,000 program participants, each of whom had its own place to live, paid for with wages earned from his own job. MacDonald believes that helping the homeless may be a simple matter, but the causes of homelessness are complex. One cause, he believes, is the persistence of racism. Blacks are incarcerated at a rate far exceeding whites, and when they are released from prison, they often become homeless and commit desperate crimes that land them back in jail. These days, MacDonald is absorbed in the problem of how to help these ex-offenders re-enter society in a dignified and productive way.
I think that's a civil rights issue of our time. I don't know how much time God is going to give me, but I want to use every one of the days that I have left to bring attention to the solutions to this problem. I'm committed to that.
Due to a weakened economy and other factors, homelessness is on the rise in America, and the Doe Fund has seen a surge in applicants in New York and the four other American cities where it has offices. When life will improve is anybody's guess, but this much seems certain. George McDonald will do everything in his power to make sure that all citizens get both the respect and the opportunity they deserve. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.